kitchen, both, I guess we're going to a lot of different topics on halachas and shaylos which come up. We won't spend too much time on any of them, but we'll go through the key seidus and make things just come out. Shaylos halachas come out a lot of things in the kitchen. We're not going to be focusing so much on bishul at Mana Chazara, though. That's like really a whole separate shiur, a whole separate topic. We have a different shiur for that. Okay, start off with electrical appliances. I don't know if I spoke about it over here recently. I don't know if I did remind me about the quicker to open up fridges, ovens. No, I didn't. Okay, so we'll go to the office quickly in terms of that. Okay, fridges. So there's the old fridge shayla, depending on how old the fridges and freezer is, and then there's more of the modern day shaylas. If you have like old secondhand fridge or your fridge is like 5 to 10 years old, these three things are very simple. And the main shayla opening up fridges when you open up the fridge, well, there are two shaylas. One, the light going on. Make sure there's no light going on. And so that's very easy, just disconnect the bulb before Shabbos. The second Shabbos, when you open up the fridge, so the hot air comes in, causes the temperature to rise, and therefore it causes the fridge to go on. And Shabbos, if you cause the fridge to go on, is that a problem or not? The same thing as the gay ovens, similar Shabbos, open up the oven, so if the oven is off, and it's at the thermostat, and the cold air comes in, so now it cools down the oven, and causes the oven to turn on, and the question is that something which is mitter asur. So there are many places in which are machmer. They say that you're causing it. It's Yitzchak, Henkin, they say, Shema Moshe, the different Nisqais, that opening it up when it's not running and or it's off, you're causing it to go on, and that's something which is a problem and something which one should not do it. Oshim Zaman, on the other hand, said a heter that when you open it up, so what's happening? It's just you're not doing a maisa, it's just a psikresha. You open it up, the hot air or cold air comes into the fridge, and the oven makes it go on. So if you're dealing with something with just a psikresha, pigrama, it's not really a direct maisa, so Shemazaman said that's going to be okay. Because that's all the terminology. Basically, there are a lot of mechmirim, Shemazaman, and other pesukim are mekum, they say that it's not going to be a problem, because being that it's not a direct maisa, it's just a psikresha. You're doing a pogroma, segregation of pogroma is going to be mutter, but it's only a suffix. Every time you open the fridge, not a bad day is going to go on. It's only a suffix which is going to go on, and therefore it's okay. So it gets like this. While it's on, there's no shayla. The shayla is when it's off, opening up, and turning to go on. So the paiskim, I think way people are knowing in the huckle that the mice on a fridge, the mice would not be a problem. Fried when you open it up, it doesn't go on right away. Usually it's a suffix. And in fridge.com, most people are mako. Ovens are a little bit more chomer for two reasons. Number one, it's more of a deraisa. Oven, you're making the element turn red hot. It's more of a shallow deraisa. And also, ovens is much more direct. The thermostat of the oven is much more sensitive to the cold air coming in. And therefore, when the cold air comes in, it turns on much quicker. Fridge, a lot of times you open up, it doesn't turn on. Oven is much more common to turn on. Therefore, definitely the oven is a little bit more machmir. Therefore, if you forget to turn your oven off on Shabbos, you should try to wait till the oven is running, then it's not a problem. But, you know, if you're not able to, so just open up quickly, take the stuff out, and then close it very quickly before it turn on, because mice, you know, is what to be semichat.
It's better to open up with a shinoi?
No, just do it quickly and then, right, try to wait till the oven goes on. If it's a little late or you don't know, just do it quickly. Like this, hopefully it won't turn out. Now, this is all in the olden day fridges. Modern day fridges are complicated. There's so many things going on in your fridge now. They have fridge and freezers. They have all sorts of like sensors and a lot of things going
How
on.
Modern.
What?
How modern is
modern? It's 4 or 5 years. Therefore, on the modern day fridges, it's kedai. You know, you should have a hechsher. They have hechsherim to make sure that there aren't a million things going on it. On the market, the 3 hechsherim, basically. There's Summit. Techologia, Job Helperin, and then there's Mishmer Shabbos. In terms of which ones are reliable, so Mishmer Shabbos is the most machmer, and that's good according to all the days, so just taking every sheet of the Chomer basically. Mechon Techologia also, you know, Kri Samach on it, it's, you know, based on Rishon Zalman's Pesachim, a little more makeup, it's Pesachim, you know, it's Pesachim, it's Pesachim, it's Pesachim, what?
That's
Job Helperin, yeah, Pesachim. And Mechon Tzomet is an Unzer. You have to find out exactly what they're doing. And kids, I stick those to Hashem. Mechon Tzomet has a lot of questionable days, and depending, you have to find out what they're doing. There's some grammar things and some things which aren't as acceptable. It's good to stick to Mishmash Shabbos on Mechon Technologia as opposed to using Mechon. I guess we have garbage. I guess a couple of things garbage over Shabbos. In terms of you have a garbage, is taking out the garbage on Shabbos, there's the garbage muksa, is it not muksa? And so what's the luck with garbage? So with that call, garbage is muksa. It's in your garbage can. It's not right for anything, and stuff in the garbage is muksa, and you're not allowed to move it around. And as then a muksa. If it bothers you that the garbage is overflowing, or it smells, or it's staring you. So the lach is by muksa, graf sharei is muta. Graf sharei is something which is disgusts you, bothers you, stares you. Then you're allowed to move it, and you could go ahead and take it out. So therefore, when you get your garbage, be soid it's muksa. You're not allowed to move the garbage around. If it's staring you, or your wife, or anyone else, so then it's going to be muta to take it out, remove it, and to get rid of it, because a graf sharei, then an economic then
you can move it if it stares your wife?
Yeah, it's not telling you. Graf sharei is you or others. If it stares your wife, then... which really, the whole heter to clean up. Why are you allowed to clean up after a Shabbos suda? All the stuff left over, the crumbs, possibly, because the beetle was muksa, and all the shells and the things which aren't the real achila, all that stuff, betzim is all muksa. The heter to clean up, it should be right, says, that's graf sharei, it stares you.
Why is Graf Sharei not on Graf Sharei?
When it's Graf Sharei, we make all either covered abrias, whatever it is, we make all to. When it starts somebody, then we make all of that, you'll be able to move Muksa. Therefore, in a climb, if it doesn't bother you and your wife had a baby, could be the house might look like a wreck, I don't know.
Open the drawer, if your garbage.
Depends if it bothers you. If it, does, you know, if it bothers you, then in a climb, then go ahead.
If your drawer's in the garbage, if your garbage is in a drawer.
What are you doing it for? You're
you want to put something in the garbage?
Just tell them outside, just for the size buses. So, das is a bias. If it's attached to the. There's no buses. If it's attached to the cameras, or attached to the wall, so there wouldn't be buses. Then it's tilt them outside. If you're doing it, put something in the garbage, then they're climbing. Then it's something which would be. What else in the game? Books in the kitchen? All the. What?
If you put like a fork in the garbage and under the bag so that you're allowed to move it because now it's a bus and don't run out there.
You're putting a fork.
Something that's usable.
Okay, technically you can do that, but...
So now you can move your garbage can around the kitchen, just in the way.
Okay, you can make a bus list of that there, and be after me. You're moving it, but for what?
You want it sitting in your way, stop. This, the whole thing's in your way.
Okay, yeah, man. Yeah, that's something.
You,
that's
you
something
wouldn't be allowed, without making it a bus list, you wouldn't be allowed to move it around?
No. The head just grabs charade. Looks a cliche mark they let us, sir. Is mutter so good for Mokayme. Like, you let what's cliche mark? A cliche which runs on this, or a user is a pat. Let's say your pots, right? You can come dumps all the pots on the floor. You know, playing the musical, you know, playing banging on it, right? So now you want to put it back. So it's a klisha machle l'isser. It's a klisha machle l'isser. It's mutter l'tzarech mekoymai or l'tzarech gufay. So if it's in your way, it's on the floor and staring you, so then you can move it away. Stams and moving for no reason. It's going to be
awesome. You're saying it's in the way, so I'm saying it would be allowed to
no,
move it away.
No, but... Muksam machmas gufoy, something which is not a klish machmasir, it's muk, it has no usage, then that's mutter, it's asr, even sark gufi mukaymai. For example, you have a bag of your barley or your beans which aren't cooked, so that's muksam machmas gufoy. It has no usage, it's not a kli. If your falls out on the floor, so you can't move it sark gufi mukaymai. It only had to be grab sharei, but if it's not grab sharei, it just fell out on the floor, and sitting in a bag, there won't be any hetter to you. So a garbage is a. Is muksa machmas gufay, and the only heter would be to move it out would be out graf sharei. Or, I mean, this is the one thing you remember this takes away all your muksa problem is, and we make called tiltal, but gufay is not called tiltal. If you move something with your body as opposed to your hands, that's not called tiltal. So, I mean, when anything's in the way, if you just want to kick it, or move it with your elbow, or whenever you're not using your hands, so that's not called tiltal, and that really takes care of all your problems. Something falls on the floor, it's in the way, so you just kick it under the couch, you want the kids to play with it, or you know, whatever happens, if you just kick it, you don't use your, so you want to move the garbage with your, you know, just go like that, so then that also would be okay, and then that would not be a problem. Fine. Okay, so let's move on from muksa to a little bit of chana, washing dishes. Okay, so you're not allowed to be making, you're not allowed to do a chana, you're not allowed to be making Shabbos the chol, you can't, Shal Shudas, you know, can't come up to much of Shabbos. Why not? Because there's no real point in cleaning up now. And you can't prepare from Shabbos to the weekday. So then, any time you're preparing for later, that's going on Cheshbon Shabbos, then it's going to be a problem. So the question comes in terms of washing dishes. You're allowed to wash dishes on Shabbos or not. So if you don't need the dishes, and the reason why you're washing the dishes is that to save yourself that much of Shabbos, then it's also to wash the dishes. If the reason why you're washing right now, this is where it gets very tricky, is because it bothers me right now to have a messy kitchen. You have a small kitchen, and just is like just piling up. So if it bothers your wife, not you, in general. So then it bothers you, like it's messy, so you're doing it for now, so then it's not called achana. Achana is I'm saving time watching Shabbos. If I'm doing something which I need it right now, then that's not called achana. So if right now it bothers you that the kitchen's a mess, then it'd be mutter to go ahead and to wash your dishes.
The wife, not the husband.
Whoever, no. If it's bothering somebody, it doesn't make a difference. If it bothers your wife, then you could do it. It's not called achana. You're doing it right now for somebody's benefit right now. Now, but it has to bother you because it's messy. It can't bother you because what's going to be with the Matzah Shabbos cleanup. If the reason why it bothers you is because of the Matzah Shabbos cleanup, so then it's not so you're just doing it now on the Cheshbon of Cheshbon Shabbos. And it just bothers you because it's messy. What happened on Tuesday? Tuesday, 2 o'clock, get dishes. So you sit there or whatever, or you wait till the night to do it. But so if Itaka bothers the person right now, then the family would not pick Siddur Chana and be able to go ahead and wash it. Yeah. This is when you don't need the dishes. If you do need the dishes, halacha is that you're allowed to go ahead and wash because being that you need it, so you're not washing from Matzah Shabbos, you're washing it right now.
In the bathroom, you can take out fresh ones.
We'll get those shabbos. So Gemara says, let's go one case. All your stuff are dirty, and you're washing for tomorrow. And tomorrow you only need 2 forks, right? You had 7 bachrim over, and tomorrow there's no bachrim. And you only need a couple of things. So Gemara says that once you're washing one, you can wash them all the things that you're using. And you don't say, all right, wash 3 and then I'm done, I have to stop. Once you're washing, you can go ahead and do it all. Which one? And I'll decide after which one I'm going to use. Therefore, you're able to wash all the dishes for Shabbat. Anything you wash Friday night, if you need some for Shabbat's day, everyone agrees you can wash all the dishes, and it's not going to be a problem. It's only what is important. It's only what if you need that type of thing. And if I need cups, I can't go ahead and wash forks. I can't go ahead and wash spoons. Anything which I need, you know, this is not like a kamiya, like also like it's not everything, like matra serum, right? It's not how it works. So since I need some of this, I can go ahead and wash everything else. But if I don't need some of it, then in the chanami I can. So if I need forks, I can wash all the forks. If I need spoons, I can wash all the spoons. Now Ellie's asking, let's say I ate Friday night, I used 7 forks, and I have another 3 which are washed. Can I decide I'm gonna use from the 7 which aren't washed and wash them? Even though I technically don't really need it so much, I technically have 3 which I already wash, or do I have to use those? I might sweep paskin. This is a vikuach and according to my sweep paskin's winter. If I decide, whatever, I'm gonna use these, and if I need any of them, I could wash all of them in, and it's mutter to go ahead and do it.
Let's say you only use 2 plates, and you're only using 2. And if you have total new ones available, then you can't do anything.
No, we're saying you could. What do you mean? If they're dirty.
Unless you don't even wash any of them, you have enough totally for tomorrow.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I decide, well, I'm going to use these. I wash these, I'm going to use these. I'm not okay if they use those and whatever. And if you can, you can wash and decide to use these, and therefore you can go ahead and wash. It's fine. Say to do it. I forgot to mention about Shabbos clocks. In terms of using Shabbos clocks on Shabbos, so you do a bunch of fine tunes against using Shabbos clocks. That they held is a tremendous zilzel, and you could do all your malacha with a Shabbos clock. And Moshe held that the main amir of Akam and Moshe Asa is using Shabbos clocks. In terms of Pama, so is Machmer. A lot of Tamina of Pama, they don't use any Shabbos clocks. They held the zilzel Shabbos, and they don't do it nicely. You know, Rav Kleisel, Meisel is Mekel. And they hold that it's next to Zilzel Shabbos and the Noyig to use Shabbos clock.
What's the Zilzel?
That you're doing, you could run a whole factory and everything, you could run the whole world based on the Shabbos clock. Everything's going on, lights off, and machines.
Even though Shabbos things are still working as normal?
You say?
even though it's jobless, things are still working as normal.
Yeah, you know, that's what my child did. My son, you know, my class is a vehicle, and people use it. And the question people want to know is in terms of playing around the Shabbos clock, you know, moving it up and down, and you set it wrong, or a kid pulled the dial, or you messed it up, in terms of extending it and turning it off. So, the way it passes like this, basically, that you only let it do something if you're doing it till the end, whatever you're doing, is you're doing it till the end of Shabbos. For example, let's say it's off, it's going to go on, let's say, from 12 to 2, and then it's going to go off from, like, 2 to... So go off at 2, and you want to extend it. So if you can extend it, it's going to stay on until Matzah Shabbos. And if I can go off again on Matzah Shabbos, then what did it do? But if you can extend an extra 2 hours, and it's going to go off on Shabbos, that's a problem. Because Maisa, when it's going off on Shabbos, that's because of your Maisa. Same thing the other way around. Let's say you want to keep it off. If you're going to keep it off, and just keep it off an extra couple hours, and it's going to go on Shabbos, then it's a problem. If you want to keep it off, and you just keep it off till Matzah Shabbos, put down all the things, and if that can go on again till Matzah Shabbos, then it's going to be mutter. That's the only time it's in mutter, is basically that nothing, if that can go on and off again on Shabbos. It was going to go on, now, oh, but wait, hold on a second. It's going to go on, so once it's on, you're extending it, it's going to stay on forever. Or it's off, you're extending it, that's going to stay off forever. But you never let a make you go on earlier, basically, well, only one from heaven. And now they'll make you go on earlier. Let's say it's supposed to go on at 12 o'clock, or make you go on at 11 o'clock. So that you can't do. Only one from heaven, a choyla, or daka, you can't do. The only thing is mutter is basically is like, once it's on or supposed to turn on, you can extend it to stay on until much as Shabbos. Or once it's off, you want to extend it to.
That's it, there's a pin. You're just extending it to go on longer, but there's a pin array that's going to stop it before the end of Shabbos. The pin there already.
So flick it up.
Yeah, but you have to do it.
Yeah, because then it's gonna when it what? Yeah, because at that point
you already set the goal. You said
say that, but it would have gone off at 12. Now you extended it to go on till 3:30, and now if what? And then now it was already is that misyachas.
It was already gonna go off at 5.
What you say?
It was going to go off at five.
You said to go on and off those Shabbos. Or you said on off now. What?
It would have went off at 2. You have a pin there,
stamzai,
on 5.
I hear. The situation, then you would not be able to do it. It would have gone off anyhow. It would have gone on and off. At that point, it would have been on. So then,
so that's you could stick in a pin afterwards, then.
What?
If it's supposed to go off at 2, stick in a pin at 5, and then pull it.
No, because that's severe mice. That's severe mice. It's only if it were, no, that's severe mice. You don't like that. You don't like that. No, not that. Fine. Let's move on to. Yeah, so a little about Bayer, things come a little bit about Bayer. So whereas on Malachas is one of the most negative of Malachas, we go through a couple of things which negate in the kitchen. One would be taking something out of your freezer. Or take something out for the meal. One of the chalas to defrost. So is that a problem or not? So the answer really depends on like how neat your freezer is. Some people's freezers are very neat, and so now everything's clean. And Bayer is the only thing which is a mixture, but terubis. If something is clear, defined, you see it, then it's not going to be a problem with Bayer. So therefore, if your fridge and freezer is very misudar, neat, good, then there's no problem with Bayer. You can take it out now for whenever. If you have a freezer, which things are on top of each other and everything, and you're like going like that, then that would be a problem with Bayer. And the only time it's mutter to take something out is maybe some of the suda, as we allow it, miad. And if you're doing it for later on, then it's going to be a problem. So basically it depends on like how much food out your freezer is and fridge is, whether you can take things out for later or not. A fly today fell into my water. Much of it came from the...
Is defrosting time considered miyah?
Who?
Is defrosting the challenge?
Should they know. A fly fell into my water today. I don't know if it fell in or came straight from the sink or from the top, whatever it was. I don't know. I was like, whoa, okay. So in terms of taking a fly out of the water, so my friend asked me to get cashews, like really bustle color. What's the most important law you have to know? So you have to know cockroaches in the soup, like in mashkiach, the whole halachas. But depending on what you're eating and when you eat out. Okay. Anyhow, so a fly falls into water. The question is in terms of taking it out. So taking the fly out of the water is going to be a problem. But there's a heter from the Taz which says that if you take out a lot, you take an oichel and a psalis together, you split the taruvis,
then it's not going to be a problem of Bayur. So therefore, this is one of the biggest sleitas of Bayur to remember is, whenever you're splitting a Taruvus, you're taking out a heter with the Pseilus, then it's not going to be a problem. You always take out a lot, then it's not going to be a problem. You just take out a little bit, then it would, yes, be a problem. If it was in the gaze. Let's say you have the you know, Bayez, Angel's Chalas. Probably not. But you got Angel's Chalas. You have, like, a little sticker on top of it. So you want to peel it off. So technically, that's Bayur. It's attached to the Chala. And so then, maybe I'm a Bayur. If you take some challah with it, when I say some challah, not the minimal amount, you take a little bit of challah with it, then what? Okay. If you take a little bit with it, then it won't be a problem. When we take a little bit with it, doesn't mean the beer minimum. It has to be more. Anytime you take a fly out of the thing, you always have a little water in it. It's impossible not to. It has to be more than the minimal amount. If you do a mashu that's derech habayur, it's more than a minimal amount. How much? You know, a little bit more. Then it's going to be mutter. Mashing, if you just mamash skim it, then it's going to be a problem. Water filters. People know a lot about in terms of using water filters. Those pitches with filters in terms of bayur. So basically, when it comes to water, is that if you're makben not to drink water besides with the filter, that's a problem with bayur on Shabbos. If you're not so makbid, you sometimes drink water from the filter, or sometimes drink from the sink, and you're not so makbid about it, then it would not be considered a bayur. So basically, it depends. Somebody who's mamish makbid, and you cannot use a filter. Somebody who doesn't care so much, then you're able to use a filter. Sometimes you're not makbid, and your wife is makbid. So for her, it's a problem. For you, it is a problem. So if it's just for her, it's a problem. But if it's like for the family, you put up a shit for the family, then it's not just for her, then the mice will be okay.
I would never do it if I have the option. If I'm in a pinch, I'm really thirsty. It's nowhere else.
The fact that you have two things in front of you, like, this is better. Like, if you have a choice of, I don't know, two things, one's much better than the other one, you always take the one which is better, right? You have a choice between, you go to a chassid, you have a steak or a piece of schnitzel. So you probably take steak, right? Doesn't mean that you want to eat schnitzel. Then that thing's better. So, just because it tastes better, doesn't mean you're makbid. But if you would drink, if you drink it, then it just then an happy problem. Yeah, probably the biggest one more lachav bayir. Probably the biggest one, the biggest mechshal in bayir is that I tell you melon seeds. So, what's that to when you take watermelon? Not watermelon. Cantaloupe. So they have those seeds, so you scrape them off before you eat them. So why isn't mutter to do it? Why isn't the bayur it's attached to it? So the reason why isn't mutter to do it is because it's derech, if you're doing a samach l'suda, so Mishra brings out, you're doing some samach l'suda, so then that's derech achila, and it's going to be okay. So if you peel them off, so a lot of times people just like peel off the whole thing, even though they're only eating half of it. If you peel off the whole thing, you only eat half of it, that's not much bayur. You only can peel the amount which you think you possibly need. You peel off a lot, and Betsy don't need it, then that's going to be a problem with bayur, and that's a very common case. Another common case is, let's say you want to peel an orange to give it to the kids to go to the park. Is that called doing a la'alter or not? What's after peeling an orange? That there is. That to peel an orange, basically, is that if you're doing it samach la'achila, then it's mutter. If you're peeling it to give it to kids at the park, and the kids take it to the park, then that's a problem. It's not samach la'achila. You're just peeling it, and then they're going to take it out.
Why isn't that like giving
them a ton of? What do you say? Because when you give them a ton of shadows, let's say a bacha comes to your house, you want to give them something. That your usage is that you're using it as a present. Over here, your usage is not that you're giving them as a present. Your usage is that your kids eat in the park later. So but that's also one of the big common kids people don't know, that you basically bring a knife to the park. If you want to serve orange, because that's something which could be a problem. Now, in terms of the geder samach l'suda, which is also going to get teichen is grinding, cutting. It's only when you're dealing with fruits and vegetables, you do the karka. It's only mutter, the shadow whether you want to cut up a salad. So, what's the law in terms of cutting the salad? So, if you're doing it small pieces, so the beseis of paskins, it's only mutter two times samach l'suda, and it has to be gdelus ksas. It has to be a little bit big. If you want to cut up a salad, you have to cut up a little bit big. And it has to be close to the suda. What's the gather of a little bit big? So the place can say a little bit bigger than you normally do during the week. Normally we can do this big. It should be a little bigger. It should be a little bigger than you normally do during the week. So anytime you cup a silent Shabbos, it should be bigger than you do during the week. That's tiny number one. Tiny number two has to be Samach Lasuda. What's called Samach Lasuda? This is a game. Boyer, taking all these things which are out there. Samach Lasuda basically means that you're not doing anything else in between. You're not getting involved in something else. For example, a classical case, which could be a problem. You cut up a salad, and then you go out to a Kiddush. The mamash is a problem, because it's not Samach Lasuda. If you went and did something else in between, then that's going to be a problem, because it's not... She cuts up a salad, your wife cuts salad, and comes to shul to pick up her husband. That also is a problem. Whenever you're doing something else in between, another meisah, not... Samach means you're preparing the suda the whole time. If you're...
What? She doesn't know when you're coming home.
So if she thinks you probably are coming home, that's we remember siachas that as a derech, a bayrim, and whatever. But if he's doing something else in between, she's going to cut the salad and she's going to daven. That's the problem. Now, this has to be that... So therefore, basically, the salad should be the last thing you cut up. That's number one. And, you know, set the table first and put everything out of the challah and the becher. And the salad really should be the last thing on the list of things to do. It's because of samach. And it can't be doing something else in between. Then the mice of that.
What would you do, like,
basically, yeah.
So eggs wouldn't be a problem?
Eggs would not be a problem. That's what we do with cock. Also, with in terms of taking long and thin, what about long and thin? Let's say you cut like a cucumber, long and thin, like that. So the mice, so Ramesha said that long and thin mice would not be the problem. It's only if you slice and dice it has to
even
be do a thing. What?
Even if you cut it big.
If it's very, very big, then it's not toichen. You cut an apple in half, you wouldn't do any toichen. But there's ksas, and it's just cutting things in half. You know, when you're cutting up cucumbers, you can cut it very big, and it'll have to toichen.
Even if it's not Israeli salad, it's still considered toichen? Like a regular salad would still be toichen?
I mean, every salad is different, but most of them probably would be. I mean, if it's a nice small salad, if you're slicing and dicing, cutting two ways, and making it small, it has to be a little bit bigger than normally, and it has to be carve the suit. If it's not carve the suit, then the mice is going to be a problem. Fine. Mechatech is a melacha which comes up a lot in the kitchen. Mechatech is if you're cutting something to mida. You're cutting something to size. And if you cut something to size, then that's going to be considered mechatech. Where's the negeya? Cracking lemons. That's probably the biggest common case. You know, the yogurts, they come attached to. If you crack them, so the Yashu said, that's mechatech. You're cutting and splitting on, to a certain size. And you know, it's mamash deraisa. Therefore, cutting lemons would be a problem. Bottle caps also, what's the issue of opening bottle caps? We ask the issue of opening a bottle caps is because you're splitting the cap from the ring, and you want it to be split evenly, split nicely. Opening bottles, soda bottles and Shabbos soda cans is because you're cutting it. You want it to be a nice, neat, that you drink from it. The jagged edges you cut yourself. So being that you make a mida, that's mamish deraisa, and that's where mechatek is. If it was mechatek, it could be a tzad. Yeah, kosher matar.
You give it to your kids, though, the yogurts? Do your kids say, I want yogurt, and the only thing in the fridge is...
So you give them two. Take turns. One eats, opens up, eats one. What is that?
It won't automatically do that.
You tell them to take turns, and if it depends if they're gila chinuch or not. I don't know. If they're not gila chinuch, then it's not a problem.
If they are gila chinuch and you know they're going to do that,
then you shouldn't do it. If they're gila chinuch and b'chayra, that's something which would... If they're gila chinuch, that's something which would be asked.
The ice is the break apart ice is that
what... That's also a problem, yeah. There's ice which you break. You could cut it and not... You cut it. You should just cut it a little bit over or something like that. If you do a mamash alamida, then it's going to be a problem. Kolach's going to get kosher matter. So with garbage bags, we talked about before. So say the garbage is stirring, you want to take it out. So a lot of times when you take out the garbage, people like tie the garbage bag. You don't put the garbage bag open. You want the whole neighborhood to smell, right? So people will tie up. so people will tie up the garbage. What? So when you tie up the garbage, so in terms of when is it considered kosher? So let me have a bag over here. Basically, if you take something and you do your hands, pass it over. Yeah, pass it over. I guess it's better nothing. So one knot is never kosher. If you just like two two ends and just not you just do like one time like that. That's not going to be kosher. But one thing which gives kosher is you take something, you wrap it around itself. Like, why don't you take the ends and you go like that? I play garbage, right? Don't do it like that, no? Okay. So sometimes people just like wrap things like you just like wrap something around itself and just like, you go like that. Like, in a lot of times in a freezer, like, you just have, like, say, I don't know, like, those rolls and stuff. You don't have, you can use a twisty tie, or people just, like, tie it. So, a lot of times you just go like this, right? So, when you go like this, a kesher brish of chut is called, hanging around itself, that's mamash considered a kesher shakayama, and it's a problem to open. And a problem to make in Shabbos also. So, you need to get the...
open?
Both. You can't open such a kesher, and you can't make such a kesher.
It's
not tight? It's not tight, but that cloud is tight when it's like that. Is it? What? No. It just makes a darban and it's clapping. Yeah, it doesn't have a darban. You want to know how you open up the challahs? You just ruin it? Just go like that. You open the bag. It's not a problem. It's happened today. You know, it's not good. Take out the rolls or it's like that. So just take the bag like that. And, no, not so. Not so. Not so.
Without
untying
the something.
What? Cake tray?
Plastic. You buy it from the store and it's covered in plastic.
And it's taped together. So in terms of that, something called karel zman, that is something which is only temporarily, it's only in the zmani, so then karel zman technically would be mutter. Now the chalikas was called zman. Is it one day? Most used to be one day, but there is a levush which says that if the manufacturer made it until the person went to open it up, so then that's not considered. That's also considered as mine, and therefore we wanted to go ahead and do it. So, yeah. So, right. If you don't need to do it, you can just cut it from the side, rip the backs, do that. But if it's not practical, then you can't be wanted to go ahead and do that. Let's speak lastly for a minute, then we'll call that a night. It's too much material for one time. Should we just stop there? Huh? Right. It's a lot of. Yeah, okay, so malachas lash. The concept of malachas lash is basically when you take, if anyone has to go, just feel free. I'm saying the mall market tonight, and if anyone's going, just go. It's not it already. If you have, the concept of malachas lash is you take flour and water, you make it into anything. You make something into a mixture in which you bind things together. That's basically the concept of lash. You put flour and water together, so you make it into like a paste, and that's going to be malachas lash. So this is Veinigay baby cereals, formula, tuna with mayonnaise, egg salad, eggs and liver, and all these things. You're putting things together, I guess, into the shayla of malachas lash. So based on comes malachas lash, there are like four types of situations which you have. We'll go through malachas each one. There's something which is very, very loose, like iced tea mix, right, or coffee. That's one type of thing. So that's mutter. That's not called lush. That's just coloring the water and just dissolves in the water. That's going to be okay. Then there's something called bilasi raka. Bilasi raka is you make some type of, has some type of texture to it, but it's pourable. It's like it comes somewhat together, but something which is it's pourable. It's bilasi raka. Then the bilasi ava. Bilasi ava is something which is thick. For example, instant potatoes or mayonnaise and tuna, that's something which is thick. And that's something which is thick. And then there's a fourth category, something which is thick, but it happens right away when you pour it. Okay, we'll go through each one slowly. Fine. Well, basically, something which is super raka, just like iced tea, chocolate milk, you're just coloring the water, that's no problem. That's not considered a lush. Then there's something which that comes into one thing, but it's very, very loose. Let's say you get baby cereals. So you make a loose baby cereal. It's like pourable. Together it's pourable. Not so thick. So what's halacha in terms of that? So basically halacha is to make a thin baby cereal that it's pourable. So you have to do two shinui. You have to do two changes. What are two shinui? You have to do one shinui in the way you put in the water. Most things is say that how you do it. For either you put in the water first, or you put in the formula first, it's just say that how you do it. You do the opposite of what you normally do. So when you make formula, what do you normally do? Baby cereal. What do people do?
Cereal.
I think you put the cereal in first, and you put in the water.
Let's say you do the opposite.
on second Shabbos. On Shabbos, you should put the water in first, and then do the put the baby cereal in afterwards. Let's say you don't know, you're not sure how you do it. Look at the instructions. It says on the package, do the opposite. That's considered a shini in the seder. Once you do a shini in the seder, you also have to do a shini in the mixing. You know, you have to do the shini in the mixing. What's called a shini in the mixing? So the main shini is you have to do shetzivar, that when you mix it, you always have to, you go with that, take it out, like that. And every time you go one this way, pick your fork out or spoon, and shetzivar. So the way, and you keep on doing that, and eventually it will go ahead and mix. So the two shinim are basically opposite you normally do, and shasi, erev, that's the way you're going to do it. And this is all by Blasei Raka. If it's a thick mixture, basically you can't do it. Basically, Blasei Raka is going to be aser, unless we are making for the tzarech tinek, or tzarech chayla. But in general, thick mixtures, in general, we're going to be machmir. You can't make it, unless it's for a baby or a chayla, something like that, then it's going to be a problem. If we want to make potatoes or something like that, then that's fine. Making a pudding on Shabbos. You can't do it to shinuyim because that's something which is thick and b'dak ha'ongi machor. For a child, the only way, for a child maybe would be make, you know, it's better to make a baby formula, baby cereal loose, but if you make it thick, for a child also, it might seem to make it for two shinuyim, but in a regular normal situation, you should not go ahead and do it. There's one exception. There's a certain things when you put in the water, it comes like right away. It bonds into the thing right away. Anyone here from England? Weetabix? Don't know what it is, but it's some type of, you from England? It's like Weetabix, like, you know what it is. I know some cereal in England, basically. You put in the milk in, and it comes like a paste, like right away. There's certain things when, even without the mixing, right away comes thick. So there are some baby cereals like that. Like, you put it in right away, and it comes like right away, it comes very, very thick. If it's a thing like that, then it's not going to help the tushinim. The whole lump of the tushinim works is because it's not totally mixed up and didn't come paste yet. But something which is going to be very, very thick, so then over there it's going to be a problem. Now, tuna and mayonnaise, so it's interesting. On one hand, it's thick, right? Tuna and mayonnaise, right? But when you put the mayonnaise on the tuna, it doesn't do anything. It just sits on top. The whole problem of like less obvious because right when you put in the water, you started being washed, and then the mixing finishes it off. When you're doing tuna and mayonnaise, when you just put the mayonnaise on, it doesn't bind anything, just sits on top. So there you could put tuna and mayonnaise and do shasi of erev, it's not going to be a problem, even though it's going to be, I know it's going to be less. I guess we could cook and stuff. Spoke about a lot of things. We spoke about in terms of opening fridges and freezers. We says now the modern ones get extra. Let's go to Mechon Tekalagim, Shabbos. Shabbos. The olden fridges, most of Kleistel's make to open them up in terms of the shiloh of the causing it to turn on. Ovens also is mukhmi make, better way to go on, but ovens also is mukhmi make. When they get mukhsa, we said garbage is mukhsa, garbage is going to be mutter. When they get garbage is pats a klisha matal isser, says mutter soaker from mukhmi. When you take out the garbage, don't tie it around itself because that's going to be a problem of kosher. If you take out a bag which is tied around itself, so just work it back from the bottom. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. Spoke about boiler, so boiler, taking things out of your freezer or fridge, if it's misugar, it's not a problem, it's not misugar, then it has to be a problem. Cleaning up after a suda. So why is it a problem with boiler or not? So normally after a suda, things are more or less misugar, it's not a problem. But after like a shalom zachar, and everything's on top of each other, and everything's one big jungle and whatever, then if not, be cleaning up technically, maybe that would, yes, that would, yes, be a problem. If you have a fly in your soup, or if you split the taruv, it's not a problem. Splitting is, you have to take more than the minimal amount, then it's going to be okay. Filters, we said, depends. If you're macbeth, it's a problem. If you're not macbeth, it's going to be okay. Peeling fruit to go to the park is going to be a problem. You have to wait. And who did you, if you take out more melon seeds than you need, then it's going to be a problem. Toichen has to be some chesudik that is success. We said, by burin, by toichen, if you take it, then you're going to pick up your husband afterwards, you're davening, or you're doing something else afterwards, that's going to be a problem. And you should really, you should wait for it to be the last thing. And by lush, we said this, let's say super rakah is not a problem. If it's regular rakah, do tushinim, the opposite say there, and you change the mixing. But let's say ava b'dakla or mach, we're only bakam chalili, bakam tinek or vimeko. And if it's super ava, that right away when you pour it, then it's always going to be awesome.